I don't know about you, but I've always thought that living on a houseboat must be quite romantic. In the studio with me today is Christine, who lives on a houseboat with her husband and three children. Christine, romantic?
Well, I suppose it is in theory. If you stand on the riverbank on a fine summer's day and look at our boat, which is brightly painted and very attractive, then yes, I can see why people think it's a romantic way to live. But reality is slightly different.
I mean, you've got three young children. How on earth do you stop them falling into the water?
Well, no one's fallen in yet, and we've been there for 3 years. But it's a huge boat. It's about 30 metres long and 8 metres wide with 5 bedrooms, and it's far bigger than our old house. There's also a huge kitchen, where we spend a lot of time as a family, and we also entertain quite a lot. Our social life has improved enormously since we moved onto the boat, as most people are very curious to see where we live.
What happens when the weather's rough? In a storm, for example? Do you leap off onto dry land?
Oh, no way! There was a big storm a few nights ago when a wave hit the boat. We could hear all the pots and pans swinging about in the kitchen. But despite the high winds, not a single cup or saucer fell off the shelves. My husband and I lay awake listening in case things got really bad, but our children slept through it all and never heard a thing, whereas in our previous house they used to feel frightened.
That's amazing. Are there any disadvantages, then, to living on a boat?
Well, it can be damp, even on a warm day. I don't mean that the boat leaks or anything, but there's this moist feeling to things when you put your clothes on in the morning, for example. But I do a great deal of cooking, and this is one way of dealing with the damp, as the warmth from the oven helps dry things out. It's not convenient to go shopping on a daily basis, so we have quite a lot of stuff delivered. I bake our own bread, and we have sacks of wheat delivered from a nearby farm. Before moving onto the boat, we bought an old mill, and the boys get paid a penny a turn to grind the flour. The youngest, Benny, who's 7, gets paid twice as much because he's smaller and it's twice as difficult for him.
Do the children enjoy living on a boat?
They love it. Of course, they're at school all day, but in the holidays they have their friends to stay, although we insist that their friends must be able to swim just in case. I think wearing life jackets would make it difficult for them to move around comfortably, but I make sure that other parents know we live on a boat. And I'm around all the time. I'd never leave children on the boat alone, and their parents know that.
Mm. Do you imagine you'll ever want to move back to an ordinary house?
At present, I can't imagine ever wanting to live in a house again. I love everything about being on a houseboat. Everything, that is, except the water rats, which you can occasionally see swimming in the river. But perhaps when the children have grown up and left home, we'll set sail and use the boat to see the world.
Christine, thank you very much for talking to us.
That's the end of part 4.